And to Scotland, where the economy is one of the key issues in the debate ahead of the Scottish independence referendum. Already, the Conservatives, Lib Dems and Labour have said that in the event of a yes for independence, Scotland wouldn't be allowed to remain linked to the pound. That's been dismissed by Alex Salmond as bluff, bluster and bullying. But it has ensured that it's become one of the most contentious issues of the debate, as RT's Fiona Mitchell reports.
We can choose to have the best things about having a strong Scottish voice and to keep the best things about being part of something bigger.
Let's vote to stay in the UK and let's choose the best of both worlds.
Well, I grew up in a Scotland where our wealth and natural resources are in Scotland's hands. Or will it be more of the same old, where our money is squandered by governments who are out of touch?
It's clear from the ads running across Scotland for the independence referendum that both sides recognised early on that one area is key: economics.
When asked in opinion polls, the economy just keeps coming through as the key issue. That
David Bell is a professor of economics at the University of Stirling. One of the areas of most concern is what currency Scotland would use, as the three main Westminster parties have ruled out an independent Scotland remaining linked to the pound.
If Westminster says it's not going to happen, then it's not going to happen. And they said the same about the euro. They don't want to run the risk of having to bail out Scotland in the event that the Scottish government got into fiscal problems, or if Scottish banks got into problems. And the Scottish banks, in relation to Scotland's size, are very big. They're bigger than the Irish banks were relative to the Irish economy, and that's a pretty sore point.
But with particularly high revenues from natural resources such as oil and gas, SNP leader Alex Salmond believes a deal on the currency issue could be done in the event of a yes vote.
But we should remember, and we should be clear, and we should understand that what is said by Westminster during the heat of a political campaign will differ greatly from the reality of life after the referendum. In the event of a yes vote, the campaigning will stop and the common sense agreements will start.
Author and commentator David Torrance says the currency debate shows the way in which this campaign has forced each side to justify their positions in a way they've never previously had to.
They'd sort of crept towards a position of retaining the pound a few years ago and no one had really noticed. And again, when people started saying, well, no, you can't necessarily do that, they were put onto the defensive and they had to justify their position, justify the detail of very complicated policy areas.
And that detail is important. As David Bell points out, people want more surety about what the future might hold.
What you get through in just in talking to people is this issue of uncertainty. And it's very true of the business community as well, particularly businesses that trade across the border. So economics is very important. And within the kind of economic arguments, this issue of uncertainty, not knowing exactly what would happen the day after a yes vote, is a really big determinant, I think, of how people are going to vote.
Amongst voters on the streets of Edinburgh, the views are mixed about the potential economic impact.
I don't want a yes vote, to be really honest with you, because I'm self-employed, eh? I work for myself. Ken, things are tough as it is just now. So even a year down the line, how can we predict how things go? What happens with our money? Can we be back in the sterling money, or is it going to be our own money? Have we got to go into euros? What?
I find it quite insulting that we're constantly told, you can't do this, you can't do that. I can't understand why anybody has their salary at the end of the month, they hand it over to a neighbour and then say, give me what pocket money you think I deserve. I don't think that's what we should have in Scotland. I think we should raise our own taxes, raise our own money and spend it as we think fit.
No doubt what way she'll be voting. That's Fiona Mitchell reporting there from Edinburgh.